Today is December 20th, 2012, and tomorrow the world is going to end, according to the Mayan calendar. Well, actually, I don't know that the Mayan calendar actually says the world's going to end. That's just the last date that they have on the calendar. Of course, I don't believe that the world's going to end tomorrow, but there are a lot of crazy people out there who do think the world is going to end tomorrow, and they've got underground bunkers, they've got supplies for months and months, they've got weapons, they've got cash, they've got craziness. I saw this thing on the news tonight about these people spending $100,000 for an underground bunker that sleeps four and has a mini kitchen and its own oxygen system. And I'm just like, these people are crazy. Do you actually seriously really think the world is going to end? No, of course not. And I think it's kind of arrogant of the United States, people in the United States, to think that it's going to happen during our time zone. Because at this point, it's a little after 8 p.m. And it's like, I don't know, what is it, midnight in New Zealand right now? They've already gone. I saw a posting on Facebook. I'm looking at my clock on my iPhone. It's already, well, right now, it's a little after 2 p.m., in the afternoon in Auckland, New Zealand, and there's been nothing on the news about the world ending there. So clearly, and that time is for tomorrow in New Zealand. I'm sure Arthur at some point will let us know when he wakes up. Oh, he's probably awake, but maybe when he gets on Facebook or something, that the world has not ended. That's what I'm thinking, that it's very arrogant of the people in the United States that it's going to happen during our time zone, meaning, you know, our waking hours between our midnight and you know, sometime tomorrow. I don't know. I just think it's crazy. And, you know, NASA put out a video explaining how the world is not going to end. There's nothing in the works in the atmosphere or anything that's going to cause havoc, wreak havoc over the world. So, I mean, it's just crazy. I don't know what people are thinking. Plus, I already bought my lottery tickets for Friday and Saturday night. So I know the world's not going to end because I have to win the lottery. Anyway, tomorrow is the... Oh, what is that? That's a, oh, I got an email. Anyway, I should not take time to look at that right now, and I won't. Anyway, what was I saying? Tomorrow is the first day of winter. It's the winter solstice, and that's the beginning of, we've already had some cold weather, but there's already lots of winter weather happening across the country. But in my area, we're having like 50-degree days. I think it was 53 today, and it gets down to maybe like 40, 35, 40 at night. So it's like it's not quite winter yet here. But we are predicted to have quite a winter this year. They're talking about lots of snow in our area. We will see. And, of course, the holiday season begins, well, has already begun, I should say. But for me, it starts tomorrow at about 4 o'clock when I am finished with work for until January 2nd, which is so nice. I can't wait because I am about had it with this year. Anyway, so in terms of the holidays, next week, well, my partner's leaving on Sunday to go to New Orleans to visit his family and spend Christmas with his family. And for me, this year, I usually don't do anything on Christmas. I usually take down my Christmas tree. I know it's crazy, but I got into a tradition of taking it down on Christmas Day because that's when I had time to do it. But last year I went to my mother's house for dinner, and this year I had originally planned to go to my mother's house for dinner, but my older sister invited my mother and I to her house for Christmas. So we are going to get up early on Christmas Day and drive down to Charlottesville. I'm going to take my mother with me. And we're going to have Christmas with my older sister, her husband, my younger sister, and her husband, and their son, and my father will be there too. So there'll be eight of us all together, which is actually only a third of my family, but we will be there and celebrate the Christmas Day. We're not going to do presents or anything, really. We're just going to hang out and have a nice dinner and, you know, catch up and that kind of thing. So that'll be fun. And then we're going to spend the night, Christmas night, at my sister's house and then come back the next day. So that'll be nice. And I'll probably record a podcast next week when we get back and tell you about that day. So what else has been going on? Well, as part of the coming to the end of my work year, I got an iTunes gift card today and for $25, which I thought was very nice. So with the new iTunes 11, you can hold up the card to the camera on your computer, and it will automatically register the number and credit your account. And I thought, well, I'm going to try that. So sure enough, I did. I clicked on Use Camera, held up the card, and it found the number on the card. You have to rip off this little thing, but that was no big deal. And I literally just held it up to the camera, and it within like 2 seconds, it found the number and said, your account has been credited $25. I'm thinking that is so much easier than typing in that long-ass number and, you know, making a mistake and all that kind of stuff. So I really like that feature of the new iTunes. Overall, I like the new iTunes. Some of the things that were missing were replaced with the update. Like, I always like the find duplicates because I don't want to have duplicate songs in my iTunes library. Granted, I only have, if I look at my iTunes library, I have, if I click on music, 2,045 songs. So I think I have a relatively small music library compared to some people. So, I don't know what I was thinking when I was saying that. In terms of searching or, I don't know what I was saying when I have a small library. Anyway, I only have 2,045 songs, but that's 5.4 days of listening to music without hearing a song, same song twice. Oh, I know what it was, duplicates, because I don't like to see duplicates of the same song. So what I do is I find out which one has the higher bit rate and save that one and delete the old one. Whether I purchased it or not, I don't really care. Because one time a couple years ago, iTunes or Apple gave you the option of updating all of your songs to the 256 bit rate, I think it was, or whatever it is. And I went ahead and paid the $100 and some and updated my entire library to the higher bit rate songs, I guess. So, but I don't really buy too much. I mean, I did buy some Thanksgiving music around Thanksgiving. But before that, it was like April of last year since I bought a song, and that song was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen, which is like the big song for the year. And I did not buy that crazy Gangnam Style or however you say that. I don't know. But anyway, speaking of that, YouTube did this videos of the year, or, you know, look back at 2012, and they did a conglomeration of the best videos or whatever of 2012. Well, I watched that thing, and I only recognized like two videos in there that I had seen during the year. So I am really not paying attention to what's going on YouTube. However, as I have mentioned before, when I was watching that iTunes or that YouTube clip, that led me to other clips, and I fell into another one of those cycles, YouTube cycle or whatever it's called, and I ended up sitting here watching like four or five videos on YouTube. And I'm like, okay, I got to stop this. I don't want to sit here because, you know, one video leads you to another, and that always happens to me. So, I had to stop. Now, on Monday, I think it was Monday's podcast, I mentioned I was going to talk about the weekend because we did have a pretty good weekend. We went to a really great party on Friday night, even though with all the tragedy that was happening, the people still had their party. And I tell you, we had such a great time. We went to that party at about 7:30 in the evening and didn't leave until 2 a.m. We had such a good time. It was just so much fun. We were just hanging out and drinking and having a good time. It was just a nice. That was the best party of the season because we've been to, I don't know, three or four parties, and that was the best one. And then on Saturday evening, we went to the Joy of Christmas concert at the National Cathedral, and then we went out to dinner after that. And then on Sunday, we went to have lunch at our favorite pizza place, Two Amy's. I forget exactly where that's considered located. But anyway, after that, we went back to the cathedral and looked at all of the nativity scenes. They every year they put up all these nativity scenes that are sent to them from every state in the country, and you get to vote on your favorite one. So we spent time looking at all those. And then after that, came home. So it was really a fun weekend. We had a really good weekend. And this weekend, we're going to exchange gifts this weekend. My partner's going to come to my house tomorrow night, and then we'll have dinner and exchange gifts. And then I'll go to his house on Saturday night, and he'll give me my gifts. And then I take him to the airport Sunday morning. So it's going to be a pretty quick weekend, I think. And then I'm just going to relax and try to catch up on my sleep. I've been so tired lately. I'm coming home and taking a nap and then still going to bed early and sleeping. It's just crazy. Plus, with all the work I have to do, I'm really looking forward to not doing anything, any work over this break. And this year, we're only off, I think it's a week and a half. It's like a week and a half. We have to go back January 2nd. But next year, when Christmas is on Wednesday in the middle of the week, then we will be off, I believe, 2 weeks. And I'm really crossing my fingers that that's the way they work it out. So, and maybe by then I'll have won the lottery and I won't be working, which is really my ultimate fantasy, dream or whatever. So, all right, well, this has been going on long enough. So don't worry, the world is not going to end tomorrow or today if you're listening to this tomorrow. In any case, I'll still be here. I think everyone else will be too. So that's all for today. I know I will not record before Christmas, so Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate Christmas, and Happy Solstice for those of you who celebrate the solstice, and Happy Hanukkah, which is already done. Sorry, you people who celebrate Hanukkah, I missed that one. Anyway, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.